food and supplies came from the heavens, dropping like rain from a cloud. To the delight of hundreds of children. What is today a commemoration event in the German city of Wiesbaden was a matter of life or death for the people of Berlin 70 years ago.
It was a good feeling to give people something they had to have to stay alive.
Retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Gail Halverson was a young officer during the 1948 to 1949 Berlin airlift, also known as Operation Vittles, the massive U.S.-led humanitarian operation to feed Berliners trapped behind the Soviet blockade.
It was the first big operation supporting a city by air. Flying airplanes in there to do that was a major accomplishment.
One of the first flashpoints of the Cold War is immortalized in Halverson's personal films of the operation, where children are the stars in his movies and memories.
And they were watching airplanes and waving us as we took off, and there's always a crowd of kids watching where their breakfast was coming from, with their dried eggs and dried potatoes.
As the mission dragged on, Halverson decided to add something to the menu, in a move that came to define the historic event.
You'd be walking to school, and out of the clouds came a parachute, a candy bar, almost hit him on the head.
What the Berlin airlift did is it symbolized the essence of what the Cold War was going to be about, a clash of values and a clash of commitment.
Former NATO Ambassador Ivo Dalder says the Berlin airlift set the stage for America's leading role in the newly formed NATO alliance and transformed the image of the U.S. from enemy to ally.
It showed the people who were being protected that the United States would be there, that it was always going to be there to help them, to defend them, to make sure that they would be secure.
A message Dalder says needs reinforcement as the durability of the NATO alliance today is tested.
Reminding people that the United States was there as liberator, not occupier, as friend and ally, rather than as adversary or bully, is the kind of thing that is really important to maintain the alliance and its strength in the next 70 years.
I think Germany is even more important to us today than it was then.
Today, at 98, Halverson is still honored in Germany as the candy bomber. But as time passes, Halverson is concerned the hard lessons his generation learned in the infancy of the Cold War and the friendships formed in the face of crisis are fading from memory.
We can be isolationists in Paris. We've got to be involved in what's going on with others.
A message he continues to deliver in a mission that is still taking flight more than 70 years later. Kane Faribault, VOA News, New Orleans, Louisiana.